The U.S. State Department has confirmed that the United States has already sent $25 million U.S. dollars to Turkey and to non-governmental organizations to help with the grave humanitarian situation created by a year of violent unrest in Syria. Sean Patrick Lovett reports on the international response to the humanitarian crisis.
The ceasefire is barely holding, with campaigners reporting at least 50 people killed as security forces loyal to the government carry out attacks in the city of Homs. UN spokesperson Corinne Momolvanian says the UN Relief Agency, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and the European Commission's humanitarian arm will meet in Geneva at the end of the month to discuss how to help those most affected by the violence in Syria.
The forum is intended as a platform for all engaged in humanitarian response to share information, mobilize funding and support for effective and timely delivery of humanitarian aid. No public statements or other documents are expected to be released from the meeting.
A handful of UN observers has made it to the city of Deraa, while Special Envoy Kofi Annan traveled to Qatar to brief the Arab League. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.